Hey, talking.
Thanks to everybody who hung with us for that show. Thanks to everybody who joined us as well. Mark Potash, it was great to hear from him again because I miss him. Kyle Peterson of ESPN was fantastic. Megan Montemurro giving us some key info that I thought was really good too. Thanks to Mark Grody for filling in for Marshall today.
Absolutely my pleasure. I'll actually be back in here again on Monday filling in for you with Marshall Harris.
Indeed. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks to
Tucky.
Thanks to Tucky and Bruce. Thanks to Tyler Farringold for helping out. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Brandon Fryer, our Twitch crew as well, Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell. And now it is time for Lawrence Holmes and the Ire of Spiegel.
I did bring the ire.
It sounds like a Magic the Gathering card. You have like drawn it. Ire of Spiegel.
Uh-huh. I like that. And then you said there's an amulet issue.
There should be something, right? Should,
when you hold on it to it, you have the power to sing your enemies away.
What would be the song?
I don't know. Hold On Loosely by 38 Special. Just because it just came to mind. Don't Let It Go, Grody.
Pretty good.
I freaking love that song.
What happened to amulets?
What is an amulet? I'm sorry.
Amulet is like a big old necklace thing that's magic.
Oh.
I think they still have them. They just don't call them amulets anymore. Is the amulet just the stone?
I think they just call them crystals now. I think that one can go and find themselves some crystals and turn the crystal into an amulet.
It was trivia.
I didn't think about that.
It was trivia time at the Spiegel House last night, and Ruben asked me for the four precious stones in the world. The world's four precious stones. Oh. Precious.
Time stone. Okay, there's that one.
It's and ruby, then sapphire, emerald, and diamond.
Oh. Bam!
Okay.
Layla Rahimi, everybody.
I wanted to major in geology for a while, but inevitably you get into oil, and I was like, why would I want money?
Soul stone, power stone. I was going for the infinity gauntlet. Yeah, that's what I was going
that's
with.
That's where I tried to go with that, Ruben. Also, Sly stone, Sharon
that's
stone.
That's pretty good.
Sly and the family.
Angie Stone,
former Philly Jeff Stone.
Ooh, okay. I'll give you Queens of the Stone Age.
They're coming back around.
Stone. Steve? What about Steve?
Steve Stone, who's on the show today. Oh, yeah, Stone Phillips.
Badass.
Stone Gossard.
The Scud Stud.
Stone Gossard.
Stone Phillips. Wasn't he in like 2020 or something?
Wasn't he the Scud Stud, or do I have that wrong?
I should have gotten Stone.
I don't know.
You really should have.
The first Iraq War, he was the guy in the leather jacket telling you everything that was going on.
Desert Fox? Is that
Desert
Fox? Yeah.
He's like the male Hannah Storm. Didn't he look like Hannah Storm a little bit and vice versa? Or is that just me?
Let's look.
It could just be.
Where is Stone Phillips, Storm? By the way, these days? Is he still doing 2020?
Well, yeah. He's 70. And
for real?
Hair
still jet black.
Oh, yeah.
He's still a correspondent, apparently, according to Wikipedia. Someone's checking out Wikipedia.
He insists upon himself.
Wikipedia isn't always correct. And by isn't always, I mean isn't correct a lot.
You hear Carter Hawkins correct Mullion Hall the other day on his Wikipedia entry, which says that he discovered Jose Ramirez, and people have quoted that for a decade, and it's been wrong the entire time.
Man, good on Carter for actually saying the truth.
Copping to that. He wanted to give credit to the actual scout that found Jose Ramirez.
He's not running to edit Wikipedia, though, is he?
No.
In my opinion, Jose Ramirez discovered Jose Ramirez.
That's right. Or Jose's parents.
And thank God we didn't have to see Jose Ramirez bat last night, by the way, as they kept showing the close-up of Jose Ramirez.
I thought he was going to go deep against Shota because everybody was there for a little while.
My God, like three. It was chaotic.
I was like,
pick your spot in the left field alley and get it out there. Yeah. You had a chance to send the ball out of the ballpark.
75-year-old Carlos Santana still got it.
This was the thing with him, was that he was a fly ball
Black magic
pitcher.
Woman.
Supposed to give up a lot of home runs. He did in Japan, and everybody thought he was going to give up a ton of homers here, and it really hasn't been the case. He's 39 starts. The Cubs are 30-9 in his 39 starts.
Him real good.
Yeah.
Him real
and honestly, like, the fact that he settled in like he did and got back down to business was like
super.
Got down to business, and it looked like
business
I was
time.
Like, "Where's Chris Flexen? Is this going to be a Chris Flexen game? Who's your long guy? Because something ain't right with Saya, but I'll be damned if he didn't settle in for a good five and a third." And we were talking about that Like, that whole game just felt like this grinded out, like Ryan Presley with a couple guys on. We talked about Daniel Palencia, Brad Keller. Everybody
in trouble.
Everybody got in trouble, but got out of the trouble. Mm-hmm. So it was just a hard-fought, balls-to-the-wall win for the Cubs last night.
See, the Cubs, they were able to get away without the bad thing happening with someone lurking in the batter's box or in the hole. The White Sox did not, because they walked a couple guys, and then you looked up and you're like, oh no, that's Shohei Ohtani. Speaks, who's on deck when Shohei Ohtani is up?
Mookie Betts.
And then Mookie Betts drives in a run. Oh no, Speaks, who's on deck when Mookie Betts is up?
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
Let's go Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer.
Yep. Unbelievable. And then you lose.
And then Will Smith, probably fourth Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Probably.
And then you lose.
Yeah.
Then you lose.
Yeah,
the fear of turning over the Dodgers lineup is a
the
real
sum
thing.
Of all fears.
Man, I was watching that thing last night. Grant Taylor looked unbelievable in the eighth inning. Just like completely and utterly dominant. And then the Sox had sort of a long inning, and he came back out and couldn't find the strike zone. And he walked the aforementioned two guys before they got to the top of the order. And then it didn't work, and Venable took him out after he gave up one run. And it was because I was psyched to watch Grant Taylor against the Dodgers, because that kid is the truth.
Yeah, he's got some things. Part of it, right?
Yeah, it's part of it. Like, I like what their plan has been to make that dude a closer, so he's using bullets on the big league level instead of on the minor league level, and maybe they can finish a game every once in a while, and he's been real good, but last night he got lost and chaotic.
Mob is helping us out. There's a couple of stones that we missed. Oh, we missed Stone Sour. We missed that. We missed Stone Simple Pilots. Layla, shame on us.
We were talking people, though.
We missed Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I almost said him, but I didn't feel like that was my place since I'm not.
That's on us. Yeah, that's on us. We're the two wrestling chooches
exactly.
here. So.
Well, there's only one way to fix this in penance. You must
Steiner
slam
math?
Two beers together and shotgun them, because Stone Cold said so. It's a
damn
holiday
right.
after all for America.
That's right.
Stone Cold loves America.
America.
Who needs a third baseman more now, the Dodgers or the Cubs? Who's going to get Eugenio Suarez? Is he going? Is he going right to the Dodgers?
That feels like something the Dodgers would do tonight.
Completely. If Dave Roberts talks about you, you're a Dodger. Congratulations.
I would hope that the Cubs would be interested in it. You guys are going to the Cubs game tonight, right?
We are going to the Cubs game
Absolutely.
Tonight.
To celebrate 100 years of the Cubs on the radio.
100 mm-hmm. years of Cubs radio. And Mark Rohde, you're going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Absolutely,
we'll be hanging out.
Man.
And your bandmate, Kurt Morrison from Tributosaurus, is coming by.
So, Speaks, you Brody's
bandmate.
You and Kurt are going to be there. Are you guys singing
the anthem? Here's Kurt's idea, and I like it. We just bum rush anthem sound check every day between now and August.
I love it.
Just show up. Hey, how are you? Just like, he brings a guitar. I show up wearing a suit jacket. You know, like, hey, what's going on?
You're like, Jose.
You're basically traveling minstrels at that point.
Right. We're just ready to go. And if we get there before whoever's actually singing that day, it should be rightfully ours.
Well, very Andy from The Office.
The thing is that now that people did see you in that light,
they know we can do it.
Not they know that you can do it, but it's one of those things of sometimes you just have to act like you're supposed to be there.
That's the thing. We should just wear a hard hat and hold a clipboard
and you guys smile.
And you guys roll up and they're like, oh yeah, I remember those guys the rainout game. They must be singing the anthem tonight. I guess we got the wrong.
Right. First two times it'd be like, I don't know, what date are you guys supposed to be? Or third time be like, get the hell out of here.
It's a funny bit though.
But right, at one point they'll just roll over. It's like, all right, fine. Okay, fine. Just go ahead. You do it. It's right. You know, or we could do it in the suite tonight for all the radio peoples.
Do that.
Yeah.
How about Stony Brook College? Stony Brook College? Is that a thing?
I thought we were doing people.
Yeah. Oh,
and
okay.
So now I'm, like Stone Crab?
What are we doing? Stonehenge. We really are heading
Stonehenge.
Into
Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Stonehenge and Stone Crab are both good.
Yeah.
I am for them.
Stone
they're
Cutter.
Not, they're not. Yes, Stone Cutter.
We haven't gotten an email from him in a while.
Boycotting.
You think so?
Oh,
I don't know.
He lost his guy.
Well,
he still has the rest of our emails.
I wasn't convinced he was real anyway.
No, he's a real person. He's the worst.
He tried to tell me that online, but I just don't know.
No, one of the smartest young producers we had here.
Mm-hmm. Smart person working here.
Yeah.
And you want me to believe? No, look at us.
Well, we didn't say host. We said producers.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, look at Baby T.
Baby
well, not
T.
anymore because Baby T was here all morning, so he's left.
And then we turn and Alex Kuhn just kind of shirks in his seat.
Alex
we
Kuhn
like
is
you too,
Baby
Alex.
T NASCAR expert.
So
racing,
guys,
5:30 really? Here on this Thursday, July 3rd, right before July 4th.
Nailed it.
That is correct.
Hey, factual. Nothing was as good as the Giannis Antetokounmpo yesterday. Do you have that? Grody hasn't heard it yet.
I heard about it.
Giannis?
I heard a little of it.
He messed up the Antetokounmpo?
I didn't hear all of it.
What?
Yeah,
you're
don't
lying
have
to me.
It's called Band of Brothers, Layla.
I knew you were lying. You're a terrible liar. Tanny's a terrible liar.
He doesn't want to bury a kid.
Nor should he. That's
work. They played it in transition yesterday.
Oh, the morning show?
Well, they're
ruthless.
Hey, how about this one? Do you have... This is a deep, deep cut, so I don't expect you, but Adam Stadzinski, do you remember, Tanny, him going through those hockey names and error, wrong. I mean, I know we played it and we busted him up for it, so this would not be ruining Adam Stadzinski.
We should probably inform Layla and Groats about the three-team trade, considering that they were a part of it.
So yesterday morning, they declared themselves the cool show. The morning show.
I heard that.
I took offense to that. So, and we
they drew your ire.
The ire of Spiegel. And so we decided, because we've been branding ourselves the hockey show. And so we decided we were going to do a trade, straight up, the hockey show for the cool show. They could have the hockey show.
Oh, wow.
If
perfect.
We can have the cool show. But then it was decided we should probably do a three-team deal because we couldn't get direct terms made. So we made a trade with you.
You guys are the cool show.
Congratulations. They are the hockey show. We are the new show.
We're the new show. You guys are the cool show.
I think that's
us.
Yeah. Okay. I think Haw probably... would accept the identity
the
of being
show?
A hockey show.
They had Kyle Davidson on this morning, which
that
says
they agreed to terms.
Yeah, that is a public acceptance of the trade.
100%.
They do talk a lot about the Four Nations Cup.
Yeah, right.
They
have Chris Chelios on every week.
That's what I'm
saying. They're the hockey show.
Every
the hockey
damn
show.
Week.
I mean, look
yep.
at this board. It says Kyle Davidson right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you guys are now officially the cool show.
Congrats on that. I wanted it. Not going to lie, I wanted it.
And we are now the new show.
It's really like...
Yeah.
I think it's
new show.
New show.
I think it's
new.
Really like Marshall and Gabe. Like that's the cool show.
No.
Really, you got it.
The league has already signed off on this. You guys are the cool show.
All right. Don't worry about Gabe. Don't worry about Gabe.
Everybody loves Gabe.
Gabe was just
we're
here.
We're a team.
You guys have you.
Layla, you're a girl. It's cool that a girl's on the score.
Yeah.
You're the cool show.
Marshall.
Just take it.
Ray and Robbie. That's the cool show.
We did figure out that Ray and Robbie's names also combined to have former Cy Young winner
Robbie Ray. Yeah.
Who might make the National League All-Star team.
I was really upset that when he was a free agent after he won his Cy Young that the Sox didn't sign him. I thought that would have been a good deal for them.
And then he had a really bad broken year, right?
But then he was good again.
And now he's good again.
The patience paid off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure did. Good
Ooh,
talk.
Stony Island. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Stone E Island. Yeah. The middle name E.
Yeah. I think Steve Stone is hard to top there. So what were the other trivia questions you Stony and your Island. Producer had? The Rubes.
Oh, the Rubester?
Yeah.
None of them were sports related. But today we're going to play categories.
Love categories.
I am the host of categories today. Alex Kuhn, the...
Disgraced.
The disgraced former host of categories.
Why are you disgraced?
Sorry, man. I don't know. He hasn't fully
yeah, well,
in that.
There's all sorts of rumors about there maybe being some performance enhancement. There was also some talk of...
Some gambling
Some money laundering.
Some money laundering.
Were you supposed to start for Cleveland tonight?
Yeah. You pulling the old Luis Ortiz, are you?
Yeah, you are.
A little bit of Luis Ortiz.
He's got a little Malik Beasley in him.
Ooh.
I should. I'm going to blow up Alex Kuhn's scene for a second.
Go ahead.
Calvin Ridley in them.
So yeah. I'm on Instagram, as I tend to be.
The gram.
And I see Alex Kuhn in this, and he does play hockey. I've seen the skates. Alex Kuhn has his hockey helmet on, chin straps off, and he has his hockey sweater on.
That sweater.
What's the name of your team, Alex?
The Puck Boys.
So the problem is, you see what happened was...
The whole town's talking about
him. We them boys.
The chin strap was covering part of the P... And I was like, that is legendary. I was like, I can't believe. I was like, what is this sweater? Like, I just reply all caps on Instagram. Alex, because he's nice, deletes it. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, oh, no, the chin strap.
Yeah, the chin strap. Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't the chin
strap.
Thanks
for pointing it out, Layla.
It was awesome. Very self-conscious. It wasn't your fault. It was funny. It was unintentional. And it was hilarious. And nobody got hurt.
Okay.
What's the problem?
I think you should change the name of the team.
You're right.
As long as we've turned our attention to Alex Kuhn, he's got a look-alike in my eyes, and maybe it's just my eyes. I feel like you look a little bit like Carson Kelly.
He does look a little bit. That's a good call.
That's a great call.
Like Carson Kelly.
Thank you.
Future Cubs all-star catcher Carson Kelly.
Get him in there.
I'm predicting.
You think so?
I do.
You think it's going to be Carson Kelly?
I do.
Cubs have two all-stars nailed down, PCA, Kyle Tucker. And will there be more?
Yeah, Matthew Boyd, because what other pitchers are going to be?
I mean,
there's no other Cubs pitcher that can really make it.
No, I mean,
Palencia hasn't pitched enough. I don't think Shota's hasn't been healthy enough.
And they're not going to come get Pomerantz.
Kel Complex.
Yeah.
Put a coat over them all and have them sit on each other's shoulders.
There you go.
Kel Complex.
That's Caleb Thielbar.
Pomerantz,
no,
not enough innings.
Brad Keller, Drew Pomerantz, and Chris Flexen.
Keller, actually, you could convince me that Keller deserves to go on his own. I think that dude has been a freaking revelation.
Especially what the Cubs have done with him.
I think it was a Megan Montemurro story, the story about what he's overcome medically also to get to this point.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's one of my 100 tabs open on my phone. Stand by.
Well, while we're standing by for that, I have a confession to make. And Grody, as a football guy, I think that you can probably understand this.
Yes, my son.
I had a confession.
I had an epiphany this morning that I find troubling.
Mm.
I really enjoy Matt Patricia talking about football.
Yeah, you should get that checked out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Go on.
Because he's a. I never enjoyed covering him because I covered him when he was, you know.
Yeah, but, is the fact that he's a bag, does that have anything to do with your feelings?
Yes, it does. It also, there's an arrogance to him when he was coaching the Lions that I didn't like. Because he was doing the thing of, like, I'm going to act like Belichick even though I haven't earned
that. Do me a favor,
that.
Just kind of sit up and just have a little respect for the process.
I saw him on Julian Edelman's podcast where he was just talking about defense, and it was bleeping great.
Really?
It was great. And I was like, God, I hate this guy.
So keep him away from the offense is what you're saying.
Well, yes, that was a really terrible mistake that was made, but yes— I will seek out more Matt Patricia content.
Okay.
And that is my confession.
All right.
He had thoracic outlets.
Ten Our Fathers, by the way, for that.
Oh, for the shoulder.
How many bears?
Oh, that's a great question.
How many? Because that's the absolution I'm looking for. How many bears?
Well, no, the absolution is that you must say bears 1,000 consecutive times at some point in time, whether it's on your walk home, whether you're, I don't know if you're driving back to Hyde Park tonight.
I might want to walk home considering what's going on Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Southbound Lakeshore Drive no longer exists.
I think you should say
because of the race.
Bears on the air for a segment. You know?
Yeah. 20 minutes of bears.
It would probably rate very highly.
I actually think that's a great idea.
It probably would. And the best They're part talking would be, bears on the score.
And the best part would be, like, we'd ask the listeners what we were talking about, and they'd be like, they kept talking about the White Sox.
Lawrence, you remember, that's the old Zach Zaidman adage. All you have to do is give out the phone number and say bears. And you'll have full calls.
I'm picturing the person listening to Lawrence do bears. And the guy in the car going, yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Amen, he's right.
The guy in the car being like, I'm so glad someone finally said it.
Yeah.
Someone finally said bears.
You gotta turn out a score right now. They're doing the Bears thing.
I'll tell you what nobody's talking about. Lions. Lions.
And
Lions,
Tigers.
Lions.
Oh, my.
This sounds like an improv exercise.
isn't the whole day?
I was going to say, this is what radio is.
Yes, it is. Yes. I also
Someone texted in and said, let's do bears instead of categories.
Bears.
Lawrence Holmes, if you don't stop naming every bear.
That was a segment my old radio station did in Dallas. The Ticket, they just did a segment called Name the Baseball Players. So it was obviously a bit, some people would call it and just name baseball players. People hated it, but it was pretty funny.
Categories coming up at 325.
Tanny, what was the fantasy football?
Sit 'em or bench 'em.
Oh, that you guys used to do on Boris
and
Bernstein.
That was awesome.
Such a great segment.
Yes.
Sit 'em or bench 'em.
Because they didn't like fantasy football. They didn't care about fantasy football.
And,
so they did sit 'em or bench 'em.
And to speak to your point, Croats, a highly rated segment.
People would believe it.
People would just listen to them go, you know what? Bench him. Sit him.
I called the radio today. They told them to bench him. I did too. They told me to sit him.
The genius of Maddie.
Oh, yeah. No, that was very good.
All right. Here's what we got going on the show. And we know you guys want to start your weekend.
Bears.
Cubs.
Danny Parkins is going to be on the show today at 4 o'clock. He's going to have thoughts on a lot of things. Eric Karros is also going to be on the show today. Speaks got us with a very interesting Eric Karros trivia question earlier.
That is the all-time leading home run hitter in the history of the Los Angeles Dodgers. No one who's ever worn a Los Angeles Dodgers uniform has
the Los Angeles part is very important.
Yeah, sure. But he's third all-time in history behind Gil Hodges and Duke Snider. He's number one among L.A. Dodgers.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
actually.
Nobody guesses Eric
Karros. We went through a lot of
the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. We went through so many fun names when we were going through this, like Ron Say and Pedro Guerrero.
Raul Mondesi. All fun names.
Steve Stone is going to join us at 5:25 today. We are going to ask people, how much would you pay to Airbnb Jordan's house? Because it's available for Airbnb. So we're going to do all of that stuff, but we're going to come back. Do the Cubs have a coaching problem?
One spot.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that after Tanny's Open next here on Bears.